Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Our desires don't define us. Our desires don't tell us what we are. We are in Christ Jesus. We find out who and what we are in Him. And even good desires must be controlled. Maybe it is a natural desire, but you must control it. We'll read in just a moment, if you don't, it can cost you everything. He said, and God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. That's strong, isn't it? Run from it. Was fornication a problem in the church at Corinth? Yes, it was. It was a big deal. Is fornication a problem nowadays? Yeah, people don't want to talk about it, but it's a huge problem. What is fornication? Sex between people that are not married. It's a big problem. Somebody said, well, we're just teenagers and it's just normal and natural. No, you've been conformed to the unsaved world. No, and you've lowered your standard and you don't know the value of your body. The Bible says we are to possess our vessels, our bodies, in sanctification and honor. I'm going to say, you think you're too good to sleep with me? Well, if you're not the one that's supposed to be my husband and we're our wife, you know, and we're not married, then yeah. And I said, well, you know, well, Brother Keith, we're going to be married. That's exactly the same as not being married. How many people, you know, nobody in here raise any hands now, but how many people during their dating years, they were going to be married. And so they went too far and had all these relationships and never were married. What does that mean? Then that means they were involved with somebody else's future husband or wife. It's wrong. It's not right. And it hurts people. And a lot of times, years into their marriage, they're still trying to get over it. Because they've damaged themselves in different ways. Now, the Lord can heal you and straighten it up. And no matter what you did, He can and will forgive you. But it's just better not to have to deal with any of these things. Amen. Young people, keep yourselves. Amen. And I know that, you know, the boys tease you and say, oh, you're a virgin. Ha, ha, ha. You know, so-and-so can't get a girl, you know. And they, you know, they try to compare manhood is all your exploits and how many partners you've had. And they think that means you're a man. No, it means you're weak. It means you can't control yourself. And it means you're so insecure that you have to try to demonstrate to somebody else that you're a man by telling them about your conquests. No, be secure. Secure in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anybody could have desires, but you can control them. I said you can control them and be strong. Amen. And at the right person. In marriage, when you and they stand up in front of God, in front of your church, in front of your families, and commit to each other, enter into covenant, secure the well-being of your future children and grandchildren. Did you hear me? If people are unwilling to stand up in front of men to demonstrate their commitment, I question that it's there. Did you hear me? Someone said, well, we're married in the eyes of the Lord. We just won't go through the ritual. Says who? If you're not willing to stand up in front of the Lord and man and express your commitment and enter into covenant, I question whether the commitment is there. And if it's not there, the sex should not be there. Did you hear me? People talk about, you know, well, the abortion and the huge problem that it is. And abortion is all about deception and confusion. People talk about women's rights. Well, a woman has a right to her body. That's not her body. That fetus is not her body. Did you hear me? Any more than all you ladies, your body is your mother's body. And who was so brilliant as to decide when that fetus is a person? Well, a few weeks this way, it's a person. A few weeks this way, it's not a person. Who has the right to say that? Who chose that? Who picked that? But the reason the problem exists and is an epidemic is because of sex that is occurring that shouldn't be. Right? That's the real problem. And that's another subject, but yet and still it's not. It's about controlling your flesh. Right? Controlling your flesh. Being a strong person. And believing that God can fulfill you. Let's say you're a person who's single. And you say, well, Brother Keith, I have desires. I understand that. Don't do things that stir up your desires. Don't read things and don't watch things that stir up your desires. You just make it harder on yourself. But have faith that God will give you the right partner at the right time. Amen? And you can be completely fulfilled. Amen. Satisfied. Someone said, I am married and I'm not satisfied. Well, have faith that you can be. That God can change you, or He can change your partner. He can heal you or your partner. Have faith that He can give you full satisfaction within the marriage. That what the Bible say, what God has joined together. Don't let man, that includes you or her, husband or wife, divide or separate us under. Have faith. I've seen marriages that were so terrible. I mean, they were literally hell on earth. Awful, awful. But people who wouldn't quit, and who just believed God and said, you know, maybe they didn't say it, but they said to somebody else, I don't even like them anymore. I don't even want to be around them. One person said, they make me sick. I'm talking about people that were at that place. But they stuck it out and they believed God and they said, Lord, we're married. We've entered into a covenant here before you, between each other and our families. I'm believing that you can make this right. And over a period of time, they became so strong and enjoyed each other so much that you'd have never believed that they were just at each other's throat and couldn't stand each other a few months or years before. How many believe miracles can happen? God can do it if you'll give Him time and if you won't quit Him. He can do it. Said out loud, all things are possible,
all things are possible.
To him or her that believes. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, then don't say I can't take it anymore. Don't say I can't put up with this anymore. Because you can. Especially when it gets better. Amen. How come me on this? Do you remember? Go to Exodus. Hold your place here. I'm not through. But go to Exodus, please, in the Old Testament. Glory to God. Exodus and chapter 15. You know, they're different kind of ministry. There's the teacher's ministry. Teacher lays foundation, builds line upon line. There's the evangelist ministry. There's the prophet's ministry. I've had more experience with that than probably any other ministry serving Brother Hagin. A lot of times he'd preach what he called a splatter barrel. He said, well, I did it again. There's another splatter barrel. And what it was, it might seem irregular to some people because it was touching over here and then it was touching over there. But what it was prophetic. It was dealing with specific things in people's lives. And then the Holy Ghost led to deal with this and then deal with this. So there's different kind of ministry. And so don't think, well, he's off his message. Not if the Holy Ghost says this is the message. You know, I said that until he corrected me when I was in ministry to begin with. I'd get going, had all my notes and stuff, and then I'd say, well, this is not my message, but, and I'd spend 30 minutes on that. Now, well, this is not my message. Finally, one day the Lord said, if I say that's your message, that's your message. I said, obviously, that's right. Yes, sir. So we don't want to get locked in. We talked about you got to be open. That's the key to being led by the Spirit. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, the people of God had just seen the miraculous splitting of the Red Sea and how Pharaoh and all the host of the Egyptians were drowned when the sea came back together. They shouted. They had the victory. Miriam played the tambourine. Man, they had a high heel time shouting. And then they went 3 days, verse 22. Everybody say 3 days.
3 days.
3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they couldn't drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. So the name of it was called Marah, which means bitter, bitterness. And the people murmured against Moses, and they said, what shall we drink? I mean, how quickly things can change. They're shouting on the banks of the Red Sea, playing the tambourine, dancing. Man, they got the victory. Went 3 days, couldn't find water, and lost the victory. And how they're grumbling and complaining. And they found this water hole. And it was bitter. Couldn't drink it. Probably poisonous. And the Bible said that Moses, he cried to the Lord, verse 25, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Can God change the bitter into sweet? Can he do it? Oh, yes, he can. And he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he approved them. He said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases on you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. He healed a water hole. Would he heal a human body? How many can raise your hand and say, I know he heals, he's healed me. Look at this. Hands all over. Can he heal a marriage?
Yes.
Can he heal a broken relationship?
Yes.
Between a brother and a sister? Between a father and daughter? Or mother and son? Can he heal what's been broken and breached? Can he take what was bitter and make it sweet? Is he that great? Can he do that? Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R220. That's R220, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.